So is anybody asking themselves, what the heck is Candlemas Day? Really? It's in all the papers. So, here we go. This is from Catholic Straight Answers, one of my favorite websites. As we consider the Feast of the Presentation, we remember that our parents presented us at church for our baptism. We were dedicated to God and given the name Christian. We too received a lit candle from the Paschal candle, at which the priest said, "You have been enlightened by Christ. Walk always as a child of the light and keep the flame of faith alive in your heart. When the Lord comes, may you go out to meet him with all the saints in the heavenly kingdom. Therefore, as a light, each of us must bear witness to our Lord. We must be the beacon that guides others to Christ. Also, we must realize that we too will be a sign that will be opposed, especially on issues of sanctity of human life, marriage, and the family." There are two interesting little tidbits that highlight this day. First, in many Eastern European countries, the Feast of the Presentation officially closes the celebration of Christmas. For this reason, Blessed John Paul II, who is now St. John Paul II, began the custom of keeping the Nativity scene in St. Peter's Square until February 2nd. Who still has all their Christmas stuff up? Come on, you can tell me. Well, that's why, because John Paul II said it was okay. I think it's people just get, you know, lazy. The second one, Candlemas Day, also was important in the lives of farmers. An old English song went as follows. "If Candlemas be fair and bright, come, winter, have another flight. If Candlemas brings clouds and rain, go, winter, and come not again." Does that sound familiar to anybody? Groundhog Day. Yeah, we had it first. So if the bright sun overshadows the brightness of Candlemas Day, there will be more winter. However, if the light of Candlemas Day radiates through the gloom and darkness of the day, the end of winter is near. In America, I'm just reading this stuff, folks, Protestants decided we should replace Catholic Candlemas Day with, there you go, Catholic Straight Answers. That's what it says right here. It also says the candle blessings didn't begin until the 11th century. So there you have it. Any other questions about Candlemas Day? Good. The church is organic. The things that we do today, we may or may not be doing even 10 years from now. The things that we do today, we may not have been doing 20, 30, 40, 50, 100. The church has been around for a long time, and it continues to grow and continues to change. But the interesting thing about it is that even in Scripture, even in the Gospel of Luke, he talks about the Holy Spirit and how present the Holy Spirit is in the unfolding message, the unfolding plan of God. Go to the Jewish scriptures. Go to the conversations that God had with Moses. Go to the conversation that God had with the prophets, with the people throughout the ages, with Abraham. The Holy Spirit was present in those conversations. The Holy Spirit is present in every millisecond, every microsecond of the universe. And the plan that God began so long ago, the moment that we witnessed 40 days ago at Christmas, when time and the world stood still so God could send his son as an infant to join us, attended by signs and wonders and angels, sending shepherds to worship, sending wise people to worship at the foot of this child. So now, Mary and Joseph, following the prescriptions of the Mosaic Law, 40 days having passed, there were a lot of reasons for that, which we're not going to go into, but they were following the law. But even in that process, going to the temple, doing what they were supposed to do, Simeon and Anna, driven by the Holy Spirit, blessed this child. And if you listen very carefully to the end of the gospel, the child grew, became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. We will hear that language again, because 12 years from now in Scripture, Jesus runs away from home, hangs out at the temple, and says to the wise people in the temple, here's what Scripture means. Because even at 12 years old, the child was filled with the presence of the Holy Spirit. And even then was driven by the Holy Spirit to speak to the scribes and the Pharisees and the priests in the temple, trying to help them understand the presence of God, the wisdom of God that was so present to them if they would just look. We have this language again when Jesus baptized, we baptized him not too long ago. Scripture is very confusing. Don't try to follow it chronologically because it doesn't happen that way. After his baptism, driven by the Holy Spirit into the desert for 40 days and 40 nights, I can just imagine the conversations that were going on. The Son speaking to his Father, driven by the love of the Holy Spirit, beginning his ministry, giving us the words that we spend so much time with in our lives today in the Gospels, in our own hearts, trying to parse out all that wisdom, the drive that we have been given to speak the words that God gives us in the plan. You know, this part of the comments from Catholic Straight Answers comes from the Catholic Encyclopedia, and the one that's available online is not the new one. The old one from 1918 is the one that's online. And even then it says, we must realize that we too will be a sign that will be opposed, especially on issues of sanctity, human life, marriage, and the family. Things haven't changed much, have they, in some ways? We are still called to stand up in light, in wisdom, driven by the Holy Spirit to speak truth. Haven't said it for a couple of days up here. Priest, prophet, and king, baptized, confirmed. We stand in that. And we are called to speak the truth. As uncomfortable as it might be sometimes, that hasn't changed. The truth. Love of God, neighbor, self, the truth, respect, God's love, God's wisdom. It should drive us. So as the year continues to unfold, and it will, believe it or not, we are called to ask ourselves these questions. Am I too driven and uplifted by the Holy Spirit? Am I too driven by God's love to be a prophet? Am I too understanding in my heart of hearts that I am truly, always, relentlessly loved by God?